early on, we weren't playing well. Hey, the first few minutes, you called that timeout. I thought you were going to break your own hand.
No, we were really bad, actually. And I know it's hard to... we knew we were going to win this game, obviously. It's hard to come out, but I told them great teams do hard things, and sometimes it's hard to bring the energy when you're going to beat a team, you know it. And, you know, we have a big game coming up Saturday, and they were looking forward to that, but we had to get better. We still got to get better. We did too many bad things. Kennedy's defense, we talked about, she got face cut in the fourth quarter 3 times. She does that Saturday, they score.
Describe the significance of Kennedy's offensive performance tonight.
Well, we got to redo the stats. They have her at 12 threes. We have her at 13. So these stats are wrong. So we'll redo them. But I'm pretty sure she had 13 threes, which I believe ties Mandy Willems from NIAC for me. And the team wanted her to get it, you know, and that's a good thing. Ash had a chance to get a record. They want her to get it. Kennedy had a chance to get a record. They want her to do it. It's not about running up. It's about, you know, they've worked hard to get better. Nobody thought we'd be breaking records at this time of the year, earlier in the year. And I think I did. I'm not sure if I thought she could break the three-point record. I'm not sure I thought we'd be as good as we are. But I've never seen a team gel like this and actually be coachable and get better.
An incredible game for Sienna Lingle.
You know, I told her, and she has 9 rebounds. I have 7 on here, so she's 1 rebound away from a quadruple-double. On the bus, I called her up, and I said, hey, I need you to get a quadruple-double tonight. She goes, I can't do that. I said, yes, you can. She definitely could. And, you know, at halftime, I know her and Ashley talked. Ashley had 9 points, and Sienna needed some assists. So if you saw that, she made sure she gave it to Ashley, and Ashley smiled there every time she made a shot. So they just get it. We want to play hard, and I don't think we did early. And Jada was really bad early, and if she's bad, we're going to be bad. And I think she showed that.
Ash, of course, ends up with 36, and if people saw her first quarter, she missed everything she threw up.
She did, and then we make, 18 threes or something like that between the two of those, Kennedy and her. And, you know, Ash is just really, really good basketball player. She's really, really calm. I thought our game was going to be a lot tougher on Saturday after he stepped on the ref's foot. That was kind of scary.
Oh, my. Yeah.
But she's pretty tough for being a little thing, and she is little, but she's tough.
Muskegon hung in there almost till halftime. Mid-Michigan ends up winning by 19, 90-71.
Yeah, that's what I thought would happen. I told you on the bus. Mid is a really good team, obviously. 19-0, 13th in the country, undefeated everywhere. I just think we're as good as them, if not better, and our team thinks so. And, you know, we get a chance to prove it. If not, we're not. But like I said, we're 50-55% where I think we should be, and that's pretty scary if we can get even up to 70%.
Todd, congratulations.
Thanks.
All right, 124-33, my unofficial stats have